Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, and a couple years ago when, you know, the Yankees were struggling a couple years ago, we didn't feel sorry for them. You know, so I just think that's life in the AL East, like you said. I think the big leagues are hard. I think there's a lot of parity right now. You kind of look at the records in the American League. There's a lot of teams that are 500, which means there's a lot of good competitive teams, which also means that, you know, we're still in this thing a little bit, you know, because that's kind of where that sweet spot is right now in the American League. So the schedule isn't getting any easier, you know, by any means. I mean, it's just getting harder by the day. But, you know, our guys are battle-tested.
That's Tony Mancelino. As the Orioles get ready to take on the New York Yankees. And I wonder if the New York Yankees are ripe for the picking, or at least right now. Not for there's a long season in front of you, but this is the best time to face the Yankees. The Yankees are coming off a six-game losing streak. They won yesterday, but before then, in the previous six games, during that losing streak, they scored a grand total of six runs. Now, let's stretch a little bit further. The game before the six-game losing streak was a 1-0 win over the Kansas City Royals. So in seven games, they had scored seven runs. Of course, they put seven on the board last night against the Angels. But, Ed, is this the right time to face the New York Yankees?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, you know, they've had a rough stretch right now, not looking great. The Rays actually gained some ground on them. Yeah, I think it is a good time. And you look at the team that gave them the Angels. Give them the toughest go of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's a team that the Orioles had easy work with.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I think it's a good time.
Hey, Jeremy, Orioles right now, six games out of the final wild card spot, 10 games under 500, winners of six of the last 10, Yankees losers of six of the last 10. Do you feel like this is a good time to face the Yankees?
I do. Simply because, like, look, you just faced the Angels, and the Angels went in there and handle business against them. And I know the Yankees finally got some hits yesterday and looked better with the bats, but you mentioned it on, what was it, Monday or Tuesday when we were talking, like three consecutive shutouts against them, something that never happened in Yankees history as long as they've been around. Aaron Judge was on a 2-for-24 streak. I didn't like what they did yesterday. They moved him to batting third. And I don't know how you feel. If I'm putting Aaron Judge third and the first two guys that don't get on, I don't care that it's Stanton behind him who strikes out a ton. I'm walking Aaron Judge every time. And that's why I don't understand like leading off the game or like the lineup to put him third. But you got some guys back that are healthy. As I said, Stanton came back, but who knows when he'll fall apart next. Trent Grisham's looked a little rough around the edges here in the past few games, but that's a guy that's been killing it for him. Cody Bellinger, and if you watch Goldschmidt yesterday, it looks like he's turned back the clock. There's a couple guys that are still hitting in that lineup. But the bottom of that lineup has been dreadful. Jazz was on a tear of not hitting anything until he got that home run the other day. And, you know, so like, yeah, they've been struggling as a team, and they can't put together big innings like they normally do.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, the Orioles coming out of that Boston Red Sox series, we thought maybe the worm was turning a little bit. They were turning the corner. Then the Cardinals come in town. Orioles completed a 3-game winning streak by beating the Cardinals 5-2 and then lost 7-4, 6-4. There have been 19 games since that time, Ed. The Orioles have a 684 win percentage, 13-6 during that time. So I ask you now, while this may be a good time to face the New York Yankees, in your opinion, have the Orioles turned the corner?
I think they turned the corner. I think they're playing. Well, I know they're playing better baseball. They look like a much better team. Look, I know what happened the other night. That eight run debacle was terrible, but I still think it's an outlier. They're playing better baseball to me. They look last night. I mean, they're a better baseball team. They're a lot more. They look a lot more like the team I expected to see this year than I've seen the last couple of years. So yeah, I think they have turned the corner. They've gotten back some pieces from injuries. Jeremy just alluded to. Yeah, but I mean, they've dug themselves such a deep hole. I don't know how much of the season they're going to be able to recover. You know, we're talking about, you know, what's the goal? 500 or a wild card spot? You know, one may be attainable, the other, I'm not so sure. But right. I think they've turned the corner.
Jeremy, I think both are obtainable. I think when you get to 500, if you get to 500, then now you can start talking wild card, because to get to 500, it means you got to beat New York. You got to beat Texas. Mm-hmm. You got to beat Tampa. You got to beat teams that are in front of you. I think the Orioles are actually, they have the toughest schedule remaining in all of baseball. That's the bad news. The good news is, they have the toughest remaining schedule in all of baseball.
Because you're playing all the teams you're chasing.
Right. You have Cleveland. You have Toronto. You have Seattle again. You have Houston. All these teams that you got to beat, you got to play.
Yeah, you pointed out like my reasoning of why. Like when you look at the percentages and it says, hey, the Orioles have whatever it is, a 5% chance of making the playoffs. And people go, well, that's it. Of course they should be sellers. Well, the difference is, yes, the math is correct when you're looking at it. You have so many teams you're chasing, and over the long haul with how you've been playing, like which team are they? Are they the team we've seen over the past month or couple weeks, or are they the team we saw in the beginning of the year? So there's that combination of things. But as Rob pointed out, and it's something that I believe too, you're chasing all these teams that you have a chance to play. So it's not like, I'm not saying you're not chasing the Mariners, but you could catch one of these other teams, the Rays, the Jays, whatever. If the Yankees fall apart, you could get back into the race that way, and you face all those teams. If it was a Mariners team and you don't have any series left against them, now you're hoping the Angels, the Astros, the A's, somebody steps up and does you a favor, because no matter how well you play, you need somebody to help you. This is why I think the percentages are just a little off, even though the math makes sense. I feel like they have a better shot, but of course they have to play better too.
And you're going to know whether or not you could be buyers or sellers, because going into the trade deadline, you know, this is who you're playing. You're playing at Tampa, at Cleveland, you got Colorado, and then right leading up to that trade deadline, you have Toronto. So you're going to know whether you want to be buyers or sellers, because you're going to face those teams leading into that deadline. Oh, and oh, by the way, before then, going into the All-Star break, who are you going to face? You're going to face, again, Tampa at home, Texas on the road. You know, you got Atlanta and New York Mets, but the teams that you got to leapfrog are the teams you're going to have to play leading up to the trade deadline. So I don't think Mike Elias and company are going to have tough decisions to make. I think they're going to have obvious decisions to make. If we're in striking distance, you don't sell. If you're not in striking distance, you sell. I don't think the decision is going to be that tough, because I don't think they're not going to be late July, 10 games under 500, six games back of the last wild card, thinking, oh, we don't know what we want to do. If they're at 500 and they're three games back, two games back of the wild card, they're not going to say, well, I guess we'll get rid of everybody. Because I believe that Mike Elias is judged on getting to the postseason and beyond. He's already rebuilt. He's already proven that he can build a team. He's already proven that he can acquire pieces and draft. He's already proven that. So pressing the reset, I don't think, is this in his best interest when it comes to his job evaluation. I think advancing this team in the postseason, it is in his best interest in his job evaluation.
If they reach the postseason?
And advance it. I think that's what he's judged by. I don't think, oh, well, you know what? It didn't work. Well, let me press reset. No, that's not good for him.
Yeah. Man, it's not. The problem is, I don't know how they're going to do this, because they look better. They're playing better baseball. But if you look at the teams that made the wild card last year, KC and Detroit both had 86 wins. They were the lowest. They had the fewest wins of the playoff teams with 86. There's 88 games left in the season, right?
Yep.
That means the Orioles have to win like 56 of those games.
Yeah, they got
to
hit it.
56 and 32.
Yeah, they have to have a percentage of like a team that's going to win 90-some games, right? Like that's what you have to do the rest of the year, which, again, makes it difficult. But again, if you look back at the past 2 years, that's the team they were.
Yeah.
I know. So is it possible?
And that's been over the last 3 weeks.
And the other thing that we talked about.
That's a winning percentage of 636 if for the rest of the season.
Well, and the other thing we talked about yesterday is one of the teams they're chasing are the Rays. What do they have to do the second half of the season? Go on the road for something that we've never seen an MLB team have to do in the history of this league. And I'm not saying you can't win on the road. It adds up. I mean, those guys, you're constantly on road trips. You're exhausted, man. I don't care what anyone says.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.